Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke about the economy and inflation, and it was not positive. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 19th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, home sales fell yet again in September, and we've got that data for you. Contract IT workers in North Korea is a huge story that you're going to find hard to believe. Americans are having fewer children, and that is not good for the economy. We've got the Wall Street Report and some news about child care centers that we hinted at several weeks ago. The business news headlines are coming at you next.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, we say this every day, and we really do mean it. We're grateful that you are spending some time with us again today. Thanks. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X. We are at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Jerome Powell had plenty to say, and most of it was a bit scary. In short, Powell said that to combat inflation, the U.S. must see a slowdown of our economy and a slowing down of the job market. So what does all that translate to? Higher rates, a housing crisis that's already in bad shape, layoffs, and more. Powell noted that inflation has cooled significantly from a year ago, but he cautioned the economy is growing faster than the Fed had expected and could continue to keep inflation elevated. As a result, the Fed chair said it's not yet clear whether inflation is on a steady path back to the Fed's 2% target. Powell's comments echoed speeches from other Fed officials this past week, which have underscored that they are grappling with an unusual and unexpected development. What's that? Well, inflation is slowing down even while economic growth and hiring have been robust. In other words, it would seem that we're still sorta guessing. The markets took all of this in and ended the day well into the red. Meanwhile, we're facing the prospect of the 10-year Treasury hitting a 5% level, something that's not been seen since 2007. Earlier today, the 10-year hit 4.99%. All this matters because it is the reference point for much of the financial world. The 10-year yield helps set prices for all kinds of investments and, yes, even loans and your credit cards. The numbers from today, those are coming at you in just a bit. Earlier today, I was on the phone with a well-trusted realtor who was telling me that the housing market in his area is a disaster. While some homes are being sold, the vast majority of people who might sell are holding on to their lower interest rate loans and staying put, which leaves listings begging. Meanwhile, this news from September bears all of this out. The AP is reporting that sales of previously occupied U.S. homes in September fell for the fourth month in a row, grinding to their slowest pace in more than a decade as prospective home buyers grapple with these surging mortgage rates and a near-historic low level of properties on the market. See, we told you. Existing home sales fell by 2% last month from August. It's the slowest sales pace since October of 2010, when the market was still choked by foreclosures following the housing bust several years earlier. Sales sank 15.4% compared with the same month last year, and get this, are down 21% through the first 9 months of this year versus the same period last year. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Well, here's a shocking bit of news, so hold on. It seems as if thousands of contract IT workers have been, for years, sending millions of dollars to North Korea, and that money's been fueling that country's weapons program. The Associated Press is reporting that the Justice Department said IT workers dispatched and contracted by North Korea to work remotely with companies in St. Louis and elsewhere in the U.S. have been using false identities to get the jobs. The money they earned was funneled to the North Korean weapons program. Federal authorities announced the seizure of $1.5 million in 17 domain names as part of the investigation, which, by the way, is ongoing. Jay Greenberg, special agent in charge of the St. Louis FBI office, said that any company that hired freelance IT workers more than likely hired someone participating in the scheme. An FBI spokeswoman said the North Koreans contracted with companies across the U.S. and in some other countries. FBI officials said the scheme is so prevalent that companies must be extra vigilant in verifying whom they are hiring, including requiring interviewees to at least be seen via video. Well, two factors are colliding which could have a profound impact on the U.S. economy. The first is the aging of our population. The big group of baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 are now at or well beyond retirement age. Meanwhile, Americans have been cutting back on having children for a couple of decades. High inflation has been blamed on this trend. However, having fewer kids has been going on for some time, even when inflation was low. But now, the trend is accelerating. Z News is reporting that according to a study of a survey of 3,000 childless couples that asked them how many children they would like to have in the future, well, this is what came back. The survey revealed that on average, couples would like to have 1.7 children, which is 2/10 lower than the current average of 1.9. While this discrepancy might seem minimal, it signifies a considerable decline when scaled to the national population level. While a common assumption is that a falling population will be better, as it might lead to reduced demand for scarce resources, economists warn that America could face multiple economic challenges if couples here choose to have fewer children. A falling population results in a smaller labor force, which can stifle economic growth, cause labor shortages, particularly in labor-intensive sectors, and reduce overall consumer demand. Additionally, an aging demographic is often associated with a declining population, leading to increased health care and pension costs, straining public finances. It may also reduce the tax base, making it difficult for the government to maintain public services and infrastructure. And then, on the real estate front, decreased demand could lead to falling property values. Education and innovation might suffer due to less demand for educational services. So what's to be done? Well, some countries, like South Korea, are incentivizing young couples to have more children by offering mortgage loans that are 1 to 3% lower than the bank rates. It was a lousy day on Wall Street as the markets took a beating. The Dow sank by 250 points to end the day at 33,414, while the Nasdaq fell by 128 points to 13,186, and the S&P 500 was off by 36 points at 42,78. So what happened? Well, like we told you, first it was remarks by Fed Chair Powell saying the economy needs to slow down even more. Meanwhile, all eyes have been on the bond market, as the yield on the 10-year Treasury note hit a 16-year high this week, pushing to less than a basis point of the psychologically important 5% threshold. Equities move south when Treasuries go north. And look for fuel prices to move up as well. West Texas Intermediate crude today gained nearly $2 to hit $89.22 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the increased cost of childcare. The story is something we warned you about several weeks ago. Economists had said that childcare centers might close as the pandemic-era subsidies came to an end. And those predictions, along with expectations that childcare prices would surge, are being borne out in the latest data. A new Bank of America analysis finds that the average monthly childcare payment in September was 32% higher than the average monthly payment back in 2019. On an annual basis, the average cost of infant care in the U.S. is a whopping $39,270 a year, according to childcare platform Care.com. These costs will create a couple of defining issues, first of which will be fewer women in the workforce. When childcare costs hit levels like this, it often makes more sense to simply stay home. And this is also a problem with employers who are requiring workers to return to the office. Combine high childcare costs with the average daily cost of commuting, lunches, fuel that now is hitting near $60 a day, not to mention the long commute, which can be up to 90 minutes or 2 hours each way. The question is, why work? And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, grateful that you were listening to us today and reminding you to be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.